Do you remember much about buying the shoes or belt you're wearing today? Likely not, unless you purchased them at Flying Possum Leather on Dixon Street. The shop began operating on Dixon in Fayetteville 35 years ago, and no trip inside was ever the same. Bruce Walker owned and operated Flying Possum since 1976. Bruce was quick to talk to you and quick to tell you why the shoes you were wearing weren't doing your back any good. He introduced Birkenstocks to Fayetteville in the mid-1970s. Stop and think about that statement for a second. He introduced Birkenstocks to Fayetteville. For that alone, he would be remembered fondly by thousands of people. But for anybody that has ever patrolled Dixon, Bruce was just a familiar guy. Even if you didn't buy shoes, belts, leather drink holders, or his patented leather guitar straps from Bruce, you recognized his gait as he crossed the street, coffee in hand, loyal canine companion at his side. And those dogs, always waiting for Bruce to give the all clear before accompanying him across the street, or serving as a quiet observer just outside the Flying Possum door. Bruce, as you probably know by now, died yesterday when there was a fire inside Flying Possum. In the last 3.5 decades, there have been few constants on Dixon. Collier's at the top of the street, George's Majestic Lounge on the other side, Dixon Street Liquor, Jose's, and Flying Possum in the middle. Bruce kept his business and life on Dixon Street through many changes, a young entrepreneur when he began, and a steadfast supporter of the street and its activities since. A great town, like a great novel, needs great characters, people who could only inhabit that town and help make that city more than just any other place on the road. And not character meaning simply an eccentric person, but character, meaning an individual who is passionate about his work and his surroundings. Bruce was a great Fayetteville character. Tonight, Dixon Street will do something that is better on that street than perhaps any other street in the state. It will welcome people for a celebration, in this case, Fat Tuesday. But almost everybody will be thinking about the loss of Bruce and Flying Possum. It's entirely fitting that two memorial events for Bruce will be on Dixon Street Sunday, one at George's, the other at Jose's. He was a pioneer in keeping Fayetteville funky. He was the quintessential local small businessman, and he made buying shoes a memorable event. His absence will be felt for a very long time, and the landscape of Dixon Street is forever less comfortable. If you do observe Fat Tuesday tonight, raise a glass for Bruce and his memory, for the spirit of Fayetteville is still very much better because of his work and his life.